So as I said, this is a day of great rejoicing for us, because we honor the greatest saint that ever lived. Of course, we know Jesus is the best person that ever lived, and he's God. So we expect him to be perfect. We expect him to do all the right things. But Mary was a human being just like all of us. But she was given special graces. She was not born with original sin like all the rest of us. She didn't have a battle in her heart between doing the right thing and doing the wrong thing. She was never tempted to sin. Her heart was always directed to God, and she allowed God to be the most important thing in her life every day and every decision that she made. And this is why she's so special, because she teaches us what our life should be like, that we too should be completely committed and devoted to Jesus. That even though sometimes we have a battle in our heart about the right thing to do, and oftentimes we choose to do the wrong thing, Mary can help us to be able to choose to do the right thing. Just like you can talk to your teacher or a tutor to help you with your homework, or maybe an older brother or an older sister can help you through life, some of the choices you have to make, or your coach can help you get better in your sport. The saints help us to become better Christians. And Mary was the best Christian. So if we want to be a good Christian, we should look to Mary. We should talk to her. We should pray to her, asking her to pray for us, just like you ask those other people in your life to help you along the way. Most of the saints that we celebrate, except for Mary and John the Baptist, the day we celebrate is the day that they died on earth, because that's the day that we know that they were in heaven, because at that point in their life, they were living a perfect life. But most of us don't live a perfect life, except for Mary, which is why we can celebrate her earthly birthday, because her whole life was without sin. So every decision that she made, every choice, everything that she did is something that we can imitate. So whenever you face any difficulty in life, anytime you face any challenge, anytime there's anything before you that you have to make a choice, you can just simply say, Mary, help me. Help me to know what the right thing to do. Because sometimes it's not a choice between a good and a bad. Sometimes we have to choose between two good things, and we don't know which good thing to choose. Simply say, Mary, help me. It's a very beautiful and a simple prayer. Mary, help me. And on birthdays, what do we normally do? We normally give gifts. So maybe your challenge today, like, what gift can you give to Mary? What can you give to her? Just like we give gifts to our friends and to our brothers and sisters and to our classmates and to our parents for their birthday, what can we give to Mary? The scriptures talk to us about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. These characters, these dispositions, the qualities that we should have as Christians, as disciples of Jesus. So there's 12 of them. I'm going to go through the list. It's going to be a long list for some of you. I understand that. So it's not something you have to memorize. But as I go through the list, maybe something will speak to your heart. And you can say, I can do this today for Mary. I can give this gift to our Blessed Mother. I can some way figure out how to put this into practice. So just listen to these 12 fruits of the Spirit. And maybe one of them you can say, today, Mary, this is my gift to you. So love. To love God with your whole heart. And to love your neighbor as yourself. Meaning you want to do what's best for everybody. Joy, happiness, excitement to know that God loves me and that I can love God. Peace, so I don't fight, I don't cause consternation, I don't bully, I don't make fun of people, I'm peaceful. Patience, Like, I know how to wait without getting rude and without being a brat. I can wait. Kindness, doing good things for other people. Goodness, simply doing the right thing. Long suffering, when things don't go my way and I have to wait my turn and I'm not very calm, can I wait patiently? Mildness, it's like kindness, but it's interiorly. Like, I'm not going to be mean. I'm not going to be rough with people. I will be mild. Faith, believing in God and believing in the things that Jesus has taught us. Modesty, one in the way that we dress, but also how do we behave? Do I behave with modesty? Which goes to the next one, with self-control. Do I control myself? Or do I go to the extremes? Do I practice self-control? And then finally, chastity. Do I respect my body and the bodies of others? So maybe one of those 12 fruits of the Spirit spoke to your heart. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, kindness, modesty, calmness, self-control, long-suffering, and chastity. What gift can you give to our Blessed Mother today? Ask her today to help you. Ask her to help you to be a good Christian, to be a good disciple. And when you need help, just turn to her and simply say, Mary, help me. Amen.